Hello, I'm Rami.
And I'm Andrea.
And you're listening to What the Health. Did you know that more boys are born in a year than girls? I mean, every year, not just from time to time.
Turns out James Brown was kind of right about it being a man's world.
Well, I'll say 1.07 boys are born for every girl. It's intriguing. Do you think that it's maybe to compensate for the fact that we live less?
You know, I don't think men do so well with illnesses either.
Actually, you're kind of right. So we just think we're always on top of it. But according to a study, men with COVID-19 have a higher risk of ending up in intensive care and have higher mortality than women. And that's just the most recent disease. What happens with the next pandemic?
Then it's proven we do better in health. Finally, something that's ours.
Enjoy your moment because I need to make a couple of clarifications, okay? So I don't want to destroy your happiness, but you know, and I know it couldn't be so easy, right? COVID-19, the disease itself, may affect you less, but the repercussions of the pandemic, unfortunately, affect you a lot more.
Nah, Rami, you don't know what you're talking about. So I think we all knew that the pandemic was obviously going to throw the world into a loop, but not like this. A UN Women report says that the pandemic has increased the gap between men and women.
But how exactly?
There are still differences between men and women at work. This is no surprise, especially when it comes to the kind of jobs we have. There are just certain jobs that are generally held by women. Think of people like sales assistants, teachers, nurses, midwives.
Those incredible people?
Yes, and those exact people are the ones who have worse pay, worse working conditions, and less stability.
No. Ugh. Well, girls who are listening to us, okay? If you're going to work, L-A-B-O-R, labor, okay? Do it in the right ones, like Minister of Finance. I mean, get them bucks. Woo.
I mean, there are huge barriers to those positions, but, you know, that's for another topic on another podcast episode.
See, I was going to be a Wall Street bro. But my attention skills are a mess, and here I am doing podcasts for free. But going back to the topic, I kind of see how now, like what you're saying could be true, because more women, right, are in more precarious sectors, and so they end up being more exposed, right?
Yeah, and of course, if they have to fire people, women are probably most likely to be fired first. 54% of people who lose their jobs are women.
But I mean, it's even, isn't it? I mean, we all lose jobs, men and women.
I mean, yes and no. That would make sense if we have a workforce that was actually 50-50, right? But the problem is that there are less women working than men. To be more exact, only 39% of the workforce is made of women.
What? Only 39%?
Yeah, and get this. According to the World Bank, it hasn't changed in the last 30 years.
Yo, I'm dead. What?
And yeah, some of you may be thinking, okay, this is all nice, this is really good information, but how is all this linked to health? Good question. If you're probably asking that, you're probably also the teacher's pet. First of all, 70% of those working in the health sector are actually women, and they're more at risk of contracting diseases like COVID-19.
But that's not all, right? I mean, the worst part is that the number of women in extreme poverty is much higher than those in men. So it's about 18% higher, to be exact. And it's expected to increase, I think, in the coming years because of the pandemic. So again, you know, unfortunate news, the pandemic is going to worsen the quality of life of many people, but it's going to affect especially women. And now that we're talking about pandemic and, you know, confinements, all that, we have to talk about domestic life. If we have learned anything during this pandemic is that the saying that, you know, you staying at home is kind of fun. Well, it ain't that fun when you're forced to stay at home. And of course, it's clear now that this person who said, oh, distance makes the heart grow fonder. Well, too many people at homes and too much time. And that can never work too well. And then there are a lot of things to do at home still.
You know, I always thought the saying men never clean was always an overgeneralization and a really poor excuse for really bad cleaning skills. But apparently it's kind of true. Women dedicate 3 times more of their day to house chores than men. Women are out here doing Mission Impossible and they feel like they gotta keep their homes in check. No wonder mental health problems have been on the rise, especially among women during the pandemic.
Another important factor from domestic life is, you know, as you can imagine, the number of cases of domestic violence has increased considerably during the lockdown. For example, only in Spain, the number of calls by victims of domestic violence have increased by 58%.
I hear you, Rami. The future looks grim, but let me shed some light. Having conversations like these are the first step in creating change. And international institutions have started to discuss policies and incentives to avoid destroying all that we have achieved to be closer to gender equality.
I mean, we have made some progress. Look up gapminder.com. I think you'll see there. But hey, we want to know your opinion. Yes, you, listeners, our beautiful friends. What do you think is needed to mitigate the gender health gap? I'm going to give you some time to think about that question. But remember, if you like the video, leave a comment below and subscribe.
Wait, Rami, this is not YouTube.
Wait, what? Sorry. Again, attention skills. Well, you're right. Just do the equivalent to the podcast.
I think what Rami wanted to say was subscribe to our podcast and don't forget that you can follow us on social media now that they're looking nice and you may not want to miss what we're posting there. Super interesting stuff. I promise.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah, we have all the cool social media. And like always, remember, you can send us your suggestions and comments there or in our email, generationsforhealth@gmail.com. And now, I'm sorry. I know you love our voices, but we have to say bye. No budget for more minutes. See you next week.
Bye.
Stay safe.
And stay healthy.